Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. I'm Joe Auriemma. Chris Sheeran couldn't be with us. If you watched the sports sprint on Friday, you can understand why. Chris absolutely had no voice, but he would have wanted to be with us because we have a wonderful guest from JetNation.com, Dennis Agapito. You've been on the program before, and it was happier times because it was during the preseason. The Jets have struggled this season, unfortunately, and we're at a point now where it's really crucial time for these New York Jets, Dennis.
Yeah, well, definitely. Obviously, with a 4-7 record, I mean, they're on life support, mm-hmm. and they certainly can't afford any more losses. And, I mean, there are dim playoff hopes, but at least we still have a little bit of a pulse. So let's just see what the team can do down this stretch. And they basically have to win out. Is that the most impossible thing given their schedule? No. But given the fact that they've laid a lot of eggs and put a lot of clunkers out there during the season, it's kind of hard to fathom that they maybe won't lose a game or two down the stretch.
Oh, absolutely, and you hit it on the head that this team has been so inconsistent this season, and at times just the offense has looked completely anemic. 4-7 this season. Again, not a lot of – it's a very top-heavy conference in the AFC, so there are some playoff hopes. Again, like you said, they would have to win out, and the Jets have a very favorable schedule to try and at least salvage their season and make a decent run at this. And it starts right this week with Arizona. So what can you say about this game, Dennis?
Well, the Cardinals are reeling. I believe that they've lost six straight. They're down to their third-string quarterback, and their offensive line has been downright putrid. I believe they've given up about 46 sacks so far this season. So, I mean, they've got to travel all the way across the country to a cold MetLife Stadium, and they're 4-7 as well. So they're on life support with their playoff hopes. So I definitely give the Jets a very good chance of winning this game, getting to 5-7, and then they take off and they go to Jacksonville. And Jacksonville has been playing a little bit better of late. They gave the Houston Texans all they could handle in a loss, right, and they just beat the Tennessee Titans. So certainly going to Jacksonville, even though they have a poor record, isn't a gimme win. But they are a losing team, and if the Jets could get to 6-7, look, at least there's hope and there's reasons to watch the games down this stretch. And I think when I was on the broadcast the first time, my opinion was the Jets would be in the playoff hunt down this stretch now. They're kind of on the periphery of that now. They need to win a couple of games to have a realistic chance, even though it's still going to be hard. But I think they have a realistic chance to win these next two games and at least put themselves back in the mix and give you a reason to watch.
And as you said, those aforementioned Tennessee Titans, they play them in Week 15 on Monday Night Football. So, again, a very winnable game, a very winnable three-game stretch and down the rest of the season for these New York Jets. But, Dennis, what can you say about this franchise right now? Kind of sputtering to this point. They've had a lot of blowout losses this year. Just very un-Rex Ryan looking defense. And the offense, again, in that 49-19 loss to the Patriots, you know, the Mark Sanchez running into Brandon Moore's behind kind of just put a nail in the coffin in that game and solidified and signified what this season has been for that offense and for this New York Jets team.
Well, I think first and foremost, you look at some of the injuries. Now, every team has injuries, right, and I hate to use them as excuses, but, I mean, losing one of the top defensive players in the league, let alone at his position, Darrell Revis, real early in the season, was definitely a big blow to the defense, as well as losing their top receiver, Santonio Holmes. But the Jets are definitely a team in transition. They have some older veteran players who will most likely be moving on next year. And they have Stephen Hill, for example, is a rookie wide receiver who has had some ups and downs. He's had some crucial drops. and he'll certainly be an important factor for him to be more consistent moving
forward. Absolutely. He's definitely had some growing pains, but there are some things that he's shown this season where you could say, you know, that's a bright spot, and that's something that Jet fans can look forward to in the future.
Yeah, I think Quentin Copels, I mean, it takes time for rookies to develop, and you look at guys like Kendrick Ellis and Bilal Powell, who 2011 was their rookie year, and they really didn't do too much. And now this year, when they've been healthy, they've contributed quite a bit. So guys like Quentin Copels and Stephen Hill, I mean, Stephen Hill had a really terrific first game and showed you the signs of what he can be, the good. And then, of course, he had the bad in that New England game where he dropped a very crucial third down pass. So the Jets are really going to need these younger players to step up down this stretch if they want to make a playoff run, and to put them in position next year when some of these veteran players move on to replace them and put a viable product on the field.
You know, I don't like to get into the inside edition things around surrounding sports, but the Jets, you know, they kind of call it on themselves sometimes, especially with, you know, the Tebow article a couple weeks ago and then Bart Scott's comments this week about the fans. And it kind of puts the onus on them and really, you know, the extra distractions around this team. It cannot be a positive in that clubhouse. But what's the feel on JetNation.com? What is the pulse of the Jet fan? What are they saying right now about this team that, you know, again, the product on the field hasn't been great, but even, you know, during the week, they seem to, you know, kind of just put themselves out there, and there's just it seems to be a new story almost every week surrounding this team.
Yeah, well, I think that people really liked Rex Ryan's bravado when he first came in, because the Jets had a you know, the lovable losers, we were called.
Right.
And, you know, Rex brought a different culture, and he brought a culture of winning, and he succeeded. Now, when you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Otherwise, you get egg all over your face. And
right.
Unfortunately, the Jets maybe have some players who like to talk, but they can no longer do the walk. I do like the fact that Rex lets the players be who they are. I don't like the fact that anonymous players will come out and not put their name to something, even though I'm not a big fan of Tim Tebow, nor was I a fan of the trade, and I think it has been an utter disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want to say something about a player, have the guts enough to put your name on it. And there's nothing really the organization can do about a player anonymously talking to the media. But you know what cures all this? Winning.
Absolutely.
So if you get back on a winning track this year, even if you don't make the playoffs, and you have some hope going into next year, maybe some of these players move on who are over the hill and maybe a little bit of a troublemaker, and you bring in some higher character guys to kind of quell some of this stuff. But I don't want Rex Ryan to lose that drive. I want him to be who he is. He wants to win the Super Bowl. I would rather him be a little bit over the top and say, we're going to attempt to win the Super Bowl this year, than the other way around.
Right.
And you know what? As Jet fans, all we want to see is a championship. We've seen everything else.
Absolutely, Dennis. You know, you bring up that point. And, you know, I don't want to stay on the negative, but really the Jets this season, you know, they've had those positive moments. They've had those spots where you could say, oh, that's the Jet team that went to two consecutive AFC championship games. But then again, you see the Jet team that played last week, you know, and it just they're really, like you said, injuries have been a key. They're you know, they're in a transition phase, but still there's a lot of talent on that field. Really a head scratcher for a lot of the fans out there. If the trend continues and they end up having a losing season, what kind of changes could you see coming forth for this team? I mean, obviously, I think Rex Ryan is going to be back, but, you know, Mike Tannenbaum, is he in jeopardy? Is Mark Sanchez's job as the starting quarterback in jeopardy? What can you see coming forth if this team continues on this track?
Well, that's a great question, and you bring up two names that definitely belong in the discussion. I mean, first and foremost, Mike Tannenbaum, because he's ultimately the architect of the team, and he puts the talent on the field. And I think most Jet fans would agree with me when they look at the team and they say, maybe the talent level isn't quite what it was, even as short as 2 years ago.
Right.
And that really falls upon Tannenbaum, his decision-making, his decisions upon giving out contracts, where they are with the salary cap. They've had some salary cap issues now. The Jets haven't really built much through the draft. They've used a lot of free agency and things of that nature. That has come back to hit them in the salary cap area. And that falls squarely on Mike Tannenbaum. So he's definitely a candidate to be let go if the trend continues and they don't turn it around.
Dennis, yes. you know, on JetNation.com, for everybody out there, this is Dennis Agapito of JetNation.com. You mentioned Mike Tannenbaum in one of your recent posts, Draft Genius, Salary Cap Novice. It's a terrific read. Everybody out there should take a look at it. And again, Mr. T has always been known as the, you know, the salary cap, the numbers guy, you know, that's the school of thought that he came from. And you're saying that this is now one of his weaknesses. So his job really is in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Jets are projected about $20 million over next year's salary cap. And they have a lot of players heading towards free agency. So it's almost like the Knicks were a few years ago. It's like, all right, we have some players here that are kind of veteran players with big contracts moving on. We don't have too much youth because we haven't used a draft, and we have salary cap issues. So it's kind of the three-strike theory there.
Right.
And I say draft genius. I don't mean that, but it's kind of
right.
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek way
right.
of saying, look, I hear all the time, Mike Tannenbaum is a capologist. He's a salary cap guru. And I'm trying to make the point to people that his drafting has actually not been too bad considering the limited amount of draft picks that he's had.
Absolutely.
Compared to his salary cap management, which is what he's supposed to be good at. And that's what that article sort of hits home. As far as Mark Sanchez and his future goes, I mean, Mike Tannenbaum gave Mark Sanchez a contract extension, and I wrote extensively about this and why it was a bad decision. And again, you could go under my name and look at all my articles and go back in the history. But the two big decisions that this organization made this offseason was to give Mark Sanchez an inexplicable and unexplainable contract extension guaranteeing his salary for next season, and a trade for Tim Tebow. And I'm just wondering if the same front office people can be making the decisions moving forward, given the number of changes that need to be made this offseason. As far as Mark Sanchez goes, I do believe that the Jets will look to trade him, but if they don't get enough salary cap relief from whoever the trading partner is, Mark Sanchez has to come back to the Jets next season in some capacity. Does that mean that he has to fight for his job in training camp against a rookie or a veteran? Most likely. But I don't see any other quarterback starting down the stretch barring injury but Mark Sanchez. And unless he is traded for a significant amount of money, he will be a member of the Jets next season in some capacity.
I know you guys mentioned another story surrounding the team, about the team, but the Fireman Ed issue. Fireman Ed, who has been the super mascot of the New York Jets for years and years and years, and on Thanksgiving night he left at halftime. He said that he had been, kind of tired of taking abuse for his support of said Mark Sanchez, and even changed his jersey from Harper to Sanchez, in recent weeks. But, he had said he had taken a lot of abuse, and that's why he did it, took down his Twitter account. This is a guy who really was a rallying point for a lot of fans, during these Jet games. And now, it feels like there's going to be something missing at the park, when people go there at the stadium on Sundays, now that Fireman Ed's not going to be there.
Well, I am also a season ticket holder besides having the pleasure of writing for JetNation.com. And I remember when Fireman Ed had to forego a season. I believe he had some issue with disability, and he couldn't go there. And the crowd seemed kind of dead. So he definitely did a great job. He would come on before the games. A lot of times you wouldn't see this on television and kind of fire up the crowd. And he was the guy who got us started with the chants. And look, I think the bottom line is that when you lose and when you bring in guys like Tim Tebow, I mean, nothing personal to him. He brings this aura with him, and he brought a lot of fans that will walk into the fire for him regardless of, the product on the field, and wanted to see him start from day one. I get emails, I get tweets, I get things of this nature because I've pretty staunchly supported Mark Sanchez. That doesn't necessarily mean that I think that Mark Sanchez is the answer.
As you've said on this program. Graham.
Yeah, as I said, I don't think that maybe Mark Sanchez isn't just now. I just said that, but I don't see Tim Tebow as a long term answer either. And obviously, a lot of people that make decisions in the NFL, given the fact that a 24-year-old starting quarterback was on the trading block and only a fourth round pick by two teams was offered up for him, they don't look at him as a viable starter either. But it's the divide amongst Jet fans, the Tebow fans. A lot of times when I'm at the games and the fans are chanting for Tebow, I don't think they really want Tebow. It's more of they're mad at Sanchez and they know that this kind of hurts him. And as a Jet fan, look, I don't care who is on the field. I want to see a winner. And just like what's going on in San Francisco, Jim Harbaugh has decided that Colin Kaepernick gives him a better chance to win than Alex Smith, even though Alex Smith was 6-2 as a starter this year. So you know what? I don't care who Rex Ryan puts in at quarterback or at any position. If he feels that that person gives him the best chance to win, that's who I want to see on the field. My question is this. If Tim Tebow or Greg McElroy really gave you a better chance to win, I mean, Rex Ryan's job is still on the line here.
Right.
He would be putting those people in if he thought they would be viable to win these games down the stretch and go into next year.
That's a terrific point.
The reason why Greg McElroy was inactive and Tim Tebow had broken ribs and was active for that Thanksgiving night game.
It's a terrific point. The Jets have been in a lot of different situations this season, and if those guys had proven themselves in practice during the week and had shown that they were viable options over Mark Sanchez, there would have been a point where Rex Ryan, again, with his job on the line, would have gone and called their number to take over for the New York Jets, because in the end, that's what he wants to do too. He wants to win football games. So, Dennis, I have to ask you, what do the Jets have to do to, like you said, compete down the stretch? What do they have to do to turn this thing around and at least make this a respectable finish, you know, coming down the stretch here in December?
Well, I think the first and foremost they have to do is they have to stop shooting themselves in the foot. Look, one aspect we don't talk much about but has really been a problem this year for the Jets has been their special teams play. I mean, they've had two punts blocked. They've had a number of field goals blocked. I mean, Joe McKnight fumbled the ball on that kickoff return in that gone in 60-second span, I like to call it, of the Jets season. And the special teams have really done poorly. The only bright spot has been Nick Folk has been kicking the ball real well, but it's not been indicative of a Mike Westhoff-coached special teams unit. That's first of all. Second of all, they have to stop the red zone turnovers or the just outside the red zone turnovers. And that starts with Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez has to take care of the football when he is in the red zone. Look, 3 points is better than a pick six or the pick in general. Right. So I think as a Jet fan, I could have accepted a loss to the Patriots, even though obviously I want to win, if they put a competitive effort out there and they just lost to a better team or a good team. It happens. But when you go out there and you embarrass yourself and you make mistakes and you blow assignments and Bart Scott, who likes to talk a lot, is chasing Shane Vereen down the field after he's going for an 87-yard touchdown because it was his man to cover out of the backfield, those kind of things are unacceptable. So I think what I want to see as a fan is I want to see overall improvement in the team as far as a cohesive unit moving forward, playing smart football, good football. Let's get some of these younger players in there, the DeMario Davises of the world. Let's see what they can do because they're the future. Bart Scott is the past. And even if they lose some games down the stretch, let's just be competitive and not embarrass ourselves.
Dennis, as always, you know, great stuff. JetNation.com. You can follow them on Twitter at JetNation. You could follow Dennis at Dennis_Agapito on Twitter. Great follows and really the most insight you're going to find on the internet about the New York Jets. You guys do such a great job week to week keeping the fans informed. One more question for me, Dennis. The pulse of the site right now, what are you feeling from the fans? What seems to be going on the message boards? Because you guys are so interactive and you guys, you know, have such great fan support. What are the fans saying right now?
Well, I think that the one issue that you look at with some fans is that there's a little bit of a divide in that some fans maybe want the Jets to lose some games down the stretch and blow this thing up and go into rebuild mode. You know, not so much Rex, because I think most of the fans really would like to see Rex come back. I think he deserves it. Obviously, we talked about Tannenbaum. That's probably a given among most fans that they want Tannenbaum out of there. I think the other thing is that most fans maybe feel that Woody Johnson has muddied the waters and has made some decisions. And Mike Tannenbaum is going to be the fall guy. But Woody Johnson, I mean, with the way they used Tim Tebow, we were sold a bill of goods on Tim Tebow. And for what he's given us and for what you see on the field, it didn't equate to that. Mm-hmm. So if they want a new GM in there like a Bill Polian, they don't want a puppet. They want a Bill Polian who has experience, who's going to come in and build the team the correct way, control the salary cap, and put a winning product on the field every year. Some of the Jet fans maybe want the team to collapse a little bit down the stretch, not so Rex loses his job, but just so that that Woody Johnson says, you know what, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. I'm going to start new, bring in new football people, and let's build the team the correct way. And then there's the other side, which would like to see them win a few games, get back in the playoff race, and at least make it interesting down the stretch. And again, both sides have a very good argument, but this is what makes JetNation.com interesting for fans, because you can go on there, you can log in, you can express your opinion, you can start your own forum post about what you feel. You can, my articles go in the forum as well, and you can write me directly and tell me whether you like my article, dislike it, agree with it, disagree with it, and I'll even write you back every now and then in a very kind way.
Well, that's very nice of you.
to explain my position, as long as you're nice to me, which most people are very, very nice. But it's an interactive site. So you as a Jet fan, you want to get your opinion out there for everybody to see. You have an opportunity to do that, and that's what makes it fun to be a fan and to be on JetNation.com. Because I love to read the comments. I don't expect people to agree with everything I say, but you know what? It's always great to get the other point of view, and it really helps improve my writing. So JetNation.com is a wonderful place to get your Jet news and just really have a great time with other Jet fans.
That's great, Dennis. And again, you can follow JetNation.com, also on Twitter, at JetNation, and you can follow Dennis at Dennis_Agapito. You also have other great writers, Ron Pickett and Phil Sullivan, and everybody there at JetNation.com. And as you said, it's very interactive, and the fans just get involved in everything. It's everything New York Jets all the time, week after week. Dennis, I can't thank you enough for being on Off the Wall. Thank you again, and again, say hi to everybody over at JetNation.com from everybody here at the YES Network.
All right, Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, and that's going to do it for this edition of Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Keep coming back to the YES Network for all of your Yankees, Jets, Giants, New York sports needs here down the stretch in December of the football season. For Dennis Agapito, I'm Joe Auriemma saying we'll see you next time on Off the Wall.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.